Let's say you have a person who's a basketball player and he's taking a shot with a foul shot with no time on the clock. His team is 1 point behind. He has two shots. Now the question is, what thoughts would you like to him to have on his mind if he was on your team? Would you like him to be thinking about the relationship between his making the shots and his salary, that this is an option year for him? Would you want him to be thinking about the importance of winning the game? You know, how much it's going to mean to the team? How much it's going to mean to the team if he loses the game? How much money is involved if he wins or loses? Would you want him to think of the relationship between his making the shots and the endorsements that he'd be getting or not getting? I don't think so. I think we would all agree that any thoughts like that would be extraneous, would tend to put tension, pressure on him, and would keep him from having a clear mind from which to shoot that foul shot. If you're swimming halfway across a river and you start getting exhausted, so you say, boy, I better just keep going and get across this thing. The only thought you would want to have on your mind is the next stroke. Anything else would be seen as extraneous. Well, this extraneous thought keeps your mind from having full power, so it cuts down on your performance, and it also keeps you from having an experience of the moment rather than an experience of your own personal thinking. That's where boredom comes from, our own personal thinking. Why? Because our own personal thinking is very stagnant, it's very repetitious, and that's what bores us. If we're absorbed in the moment, the moments, where we are, what's happening, it's always different. So we're never bored. There's a new experience is happening. So this involvement scale is both the living scale and the game of life scale. It determines both. It determines your effectiveness in the game of life, and it determines your enjoyment of the moment. The investment scale is also determines both. The higher investment, the more tension you have, the more you have to overcome that tension in order to perform well. The higher you are on that scale, the more tension you have, the more extraneous thought you have in your head, the less enjoyable the moment is to you, the less of a sense of enjoyment and happiness you have. The lower you are on the investment scale, the less extraneous thought, and the more you can enjoy healthy psychological functioning, the better your mind will function. The more powerful the human feelings are when your mind is free. So in summary, there's a lot of confusion in people's minds. And the way people talk about it would be caring. They think that being highly invested is caring. And it is, in a way. It's caring about the outcome. But I'm going to suggest to you that it's a personal kind of caring. It's caring about your own little world and what happens in it. What outcomes come about. There's a deeper, more impersonal, more human, more powerful caring that is caring about life itself, caring about what kind of an experience of life you're going to have. And that caring takes place when your investment is very low in a specific outcome, which means to say that you care more about how you experience life than you do about life looking a certain way, or life conforming to your expectations. So you're kind of at a crossroads in life. You can either direct your life through your expectations, or you could direct your life through a level of well-being and happiness.